This week, 10 university students from Perth have been working in Wyndham, tutoring children in maths. It's the first time the Teach, Learn, Grow program has come to the Kimberley, which sends university students who are on their study break off to regional areas to help youngsters improve their mathematics skills. And it does work in with schools as well. Hinako Shirai, she spoke to two students on the program, Beck and Luke.
So we're working with predominantly the younger kids. That's the 1, 2, 3, 4s. And then we're doing a few of the high school kids. And we're basically just doing one-on-one tutoring with them, where the school's kind of given us a ballpark about where they're at before. And then we're bringing up a bunch of tutors from Perth who are university students. And they're kind of just trying to teach them, really focusing on their math outcomes and just trying to push them in a bit higher in that one-on-one environment.
And how long are you guys in Wyndham tutoring for?
So we're here just for the week, so from Saturday to Saturday, and we're here for the last week of term, so getting to work with the students while they're at school during that week.
And now while we're talking, it's just ticked over day 3 in Wyndham. How is it going so far? Have you seen many improvements with the kids?
Yeah, it's been really good so far. And even though it's halfway through the week, we can already see the engagement is improving a lot and the kids are just happy to be at school, which is really nice to see.
Are you studying education or anything to do with education?
No, so that's one of the cool things about TLG. I'm actually doing law and Beck's doing pathology and genetics. And out of our group, we've actually only got one education student. And in TLG in general, it's probably about 20 to 30%. And those education students will help lead our lesson planning and really help out at the training we do for our tutors beforehand. But one of the cool things, I think, is that we have a really diverse range of backgrounds and a lot of different university careers, which really help explain to the kids at Wyndham all the different career pathways that there are. So it just gives them a broad overview of all the different things they could end up doing.
That's Luke Del Castro and Beck Ricardo talking to Hinako Shirai about their week in Wyndham with the Teach, Learn, Grow program. And the CEO of the program, Bridget Stoudy, also travelled to Wyndham to see how the 10 volunteers were going. She spoke to Hinako Shirai.
And we've been operating in WA for 10 years and we were started really as a small grassroots organisation with a bunch of university students who wanted to have an impact on rural communities and really just took themselves off to a primary school to start this organisation. And then as we've grown over time, we've been able to expand to a lot of schools in the Goldfields, the Midwest and the Southwest. But our biggest sort of barrier in reaching the Kimberley has been the cost of transport and transporting our volunteers here, because we provide the programs at no cost to our volunteers and also no cost to schools at all. So we were really fortunate this time to have 2 sponsors sign on.
Absolutely, that's great. And where are these 10 university students staying in Wyndham?
We try to run a really lean program so that we can provide our programs to as many schools as possible. So our volunteers are camping at Wyndham District High School, who've been really generous in providing a space for our volunteers and showing them around the town as well. And so our volunteers here have been cooking all their food and, staying at the school.
And they're teaching the kids. That's great. And how many kids are there to one volunteer?
Generally, each university student is assigned 3 students at the start of the week, and they'll work throughout the day in different sessions with each of those kids one-on-one. So, yeah, we try to sort of have that 3-to-1 ratio, just because we know that that one-on-one sort of intensive curriculum-aligned tuition is really the way that we can quickly close those gaps in achievement in the short period of time that we're able to be here.
Have you noticed any trends with the behaviour of the students or how often they come to school? Is that any different to other regional areas?
Yeah, I mean, I think every school community is different. So all schools sort of have their challenges. And certainly a lot of the schools we work with, we have a criteria for our schools that we focus on schools that have a sort of low socioeconomic component. So we find that attendance is an issue in a lot of the communities that we travel to, and that's one thing that we're hearing up here that is an issue here as well. So as part of that, our volunteers try to make their lessons as engaging as possible and as fun as possible. So they'll do things like science experiments, STEM activities, drama games and sports to try to engage students while they're here. And we hope that, you know, getting students into the school for the week that we're here is a good way of getting them back, perhaps if they've been struggling to attend regularly. And while we don't have data yet in the Kimberley, it's definitely something that we've seen from teachers in other regions, is that they see an increase in attendance during the week of the program and afterwards as well.
And do you think 1 week is enough to change a child's life, or does there need to be some ongoing support between the volunteers and the students of the schools?
Yeah, I think we think that the style of tutoring we run, which is one-on-one intensive tutoring that's addressing a specific mathematical skill that a child needs help with, during that week each child gets about 8 to 10 hours of one-on-one time with their tutor. So that does allow them to progress at a much faster rate on that outcome than they otherwise would. Yeah, we would like to have other programs continue on throughout the semester as well when we're not able to be here in person. And we are running online mentoring programs with about 6 schools across the state at the moment as well, and hope to expand that to all our schools so that we can continue sort of building the positive relationships and connecting with the students in between the times that we can visit in person.
That's Bridget Stardy, the CEO of Teach, Learn, Grow, which is a tutoring program for school children in regional and remote areas using university students on their study break to travel and spend a week just giving that extra little bit of assistance with the blessing of local teachers and schools wherever they are to help improve those skills.